He can still vote.
Member Villanova?
Here.
Member Gilbert? Member Nerland?
Here.
Member Maxick?
Here.
Vice Chairman Proxy Wall? Chairman Quintero?
Next, we will have the Pledge of Allegiance. Seva, will you do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is the
approval of the agenda. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. We have a motion. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next item is public presentations. And are there any comments from the public at this time? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to item number 5, approval of the May 12, 2023 Audit Committee meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
Okay. We have a motion. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion passes. Item number 6, consent items. And that would be a approval of the quarterly fraud report covering April 1, 2023 to June 30th, 2023. Any comments, Supervisor? None? Okay. Seeing none, I'll accept the motion. We have a motion. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Oh. Moving right along, discussion and action items. Item A, review and approve the Sheriff Coroner Office Department Head Transition Report. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, Tom Trester, Sheriff's
Administrative Services Director. I'm available for any questions.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Any comments from the public? Okay, seeing none, I'll accept a motion.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have motion. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you for your presentation. Item number B, review and accept the County of Fresno single audit report for the year ended June 30th, 2022. Is there...
Yes, so we have Eric Shane from Brown Armstrong to present the item.
Okay.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to present here today. I would like to briefly explain our audit scope and audit process here. We perform the single audit or the county's federal compliance audit over the selected major federal grant programs for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2022, in accordance with the uniform guidance. We also considered and tested the county's internal controls over compliance for these programs as a basis to determine our audit procedures. The following are the major programs we selected for testing during our 2022 single audit. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Emergency Solutions Grant Program, COVID-19, Coronavirus State and Local Physical Recovery Fund, Immunization Cooperative Agreements, Laboratory Capacity for Infectious Disease Program, and also last, Substance Abuse Prevention and Treatment Block Grant. The total expenditures for the major programs selected for testing was approximately $282 million, which is 49% of the $574 million of the county's total expenditures of federal awards for the fiscal year 2022. We performed our audit of this federal grants with types of requirements that could have direct and material impact over this program compliance in the following areas: activities allowed or unallowed, allowable cost or cost principle, eligibility, reporting, subrecipients monitoring, and finally, special tests and provisions. As a result of the audit, we issued our single audit report, which is independent auditor's report over the compliance for each major program and internal control over compliance required by the uniform guidance. We concluded that the county complied in all material respects the requirements and the uniform guidance on each of the major programs selected for the year ended June 30, 2022, or an unmodified opinion. However, we also detected certain other matters and significant deficiencies in internal controls over compliance that were required to report in accordance with the uniform guidance. We have audit findings 2022-02 relating to allowable cost and the cost principle requirement. 2022-03 relating to subrecipient monitoring requirement, and 2022-04 relating to reporting requirement. This concludes my presentation. I'm open for any questions you may have.
Thank you. Okay, any questions or comments from the board? Supervisor Magzig?
Just some general questions. I don't know that our auditor can answer these questions, but Oscar might be able to. So as we were working on developing this, with any of our state and federal partners that are out there with some of these findings, does it look like the state or federal government's going to be asking for some of these revenues to be sent back to them because of these findings, or have we been able to kind of repair some of the deficiencies that have been identified?
Eric's going to answer.
Yeah, but I know more details about this. And I don't think we have any, they call it a questioned cost relating to this findings. So some of them, like for the allowable cost finding, basically just a clerical error. So we just need to reduce the report. And then for the subrecipient monitoring, I think it's relating to the coronavirus program, which is new ARPA grant. So the county might not just have capacity set up to do that when they send out the funding to nonprofit organizations or other agencies. And then the reporting basically just timing issue. They need just to be on time. So.
Do you have any questions for me? Because I had an answer.
I'd love to hear your answer.
So Oscar Garcia, Auditor Controller. So we have been working with subrecipients, and we've been being a lot more vigilant, working with the CAO's office, and we're asking for support and detailed support because we do get written up, and there could be question costs. So we're being a lot more strict, and as we have to be. We're not, you know, we're running into some roadblocks, but we're kind of sticking to our guns. So that's my answer, is that we are demanding more from the subrecipients to comply, so we, the county, don't have to pay with the general fund monies.
And we, in the past, separate from this audit, have we had to pay back? Have there been question costs where the county has been on the hook to pay back for?
I believe last year that we have that or not? And Dina?
We just reimbursed.
She doesn't. She's kind of shy.
So, and Adina Garcia, Deputy Auditor Controller. There was one finding where the eligible cost had to be repaid back to the ARPA funding. So, and I'm not sure, I won't state the department because I don't recall which one it was, but we had initially reimbursed the department, but later found out that there was an eligible cost included in there, so we had to reimburse the ARPA fund.
Do you remember the amount?
I believe that one was for this year. What that was?
Was it
the overpayment that we did?
Yes.
Yeah. What was the amount on that?
It was $494.
what's
494,000.
Yeah, it's in this audit.
Yeah. So that's just and it was an overpayment amount.
Yes.
It wasn't an issue of documentation not being adequate. It was an overpayment. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a duplicate payment. So then they realized that they had already paid that. So like the net amount of the reimbursement back to the ARPA funds was $376,777.
Perfect. All right. That's exactly
and
what
And that has already been corrected. So.
Thank you. And I see a lot of different departments here from public health representatives. We've got...
we have DSS representatives.
You can ask DSS any questions you want. They're here, Johnny.
Looks like they're kind of hiding behind the chairs. All right. Well, since we haven't had a whole lot of question costs where it's been a problem with our subrecipients not providing adequate information, it's been maybe mistakes, duplicate payments, to me that really allays a lot of my concerns. So that's
okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Sure. Oscar. So, and the one finding, it's a repeat finding, and it's basically talking about the staff's knowledge, and you have a response in here that you're working with the CAO's office and human resources. How has that been going for you to get hire staff that are qualified? And
well, it's the first year, so no one has left this year, so that's a good thing, right? You're not leaving? When I found out that one of our people was getting married to a Marine, I'm going, she just married a Marine. I go, where are you going? She goes, no, he's not in the Marines anymore. He's here in town. So she's not quitting. So we need to build consistency in FRNA. So it's the first year. I'm hoping, you know, thanks to the board, we got them a little more money so we can retain them, because it's very important. As we can see, it costs the county money if we have to lose this and use general fund money. So it's the first year. I'm hoping that by next year, I'm going to say, hey, look, now they have a little more experience. So the problem was the experience wasn't there because they were leaving mm-hmm. for a safer, easier place, I guess, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But first year, so it's working well at this point. So I'll be able to tell more next year, to see how it goes, another season. So as soon as they get a little more and more season under the ACFR, for the financial statements, then next year they should be a lot better.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
Just a quick one, Oscar. So I know that in the recommendations, it talks about training for our, you know, across the county.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted, if you could comment on the training that we've done and that we're planning for our county.
We have
staff.
A training every year, yearly training. It was on Teams. It's recorded. So all the departments can go out, and I don't know if we can send a link, a reminder to everyone, but there's a recording of our the end-of-year processes for all the accountants in the county, and it's recorded on Teams, so they can go, as soon as a new person starts, they can go ahead and play it back from, I believe we had it in May, right?
Yeah.
So we have that every year in May, and that's how we address that. But just like the auditor's office, there's a lot of turnover countywide, and the experience comes in, but if we could have maybe send another email and point it out, this is the training here, this is what you need to do type of deal.
So one suggestion I have is, you know how that goes, it's a passive training, and if there's no accountability, it just probably won't be taken, is that you and I work together to make sure that we have some documentation of training that's been taken so that we know for sure that everybody understands the same expectations, you know, for...
Well, some of the things that I can control in the office is that I have a division, I don't know... There's transactions that get what we call a journal voucher. So people are adjusting from one account to another account. I have a division now that's looking at all of these, and departments are getting feedback and saying, look, this is posted incorrectly. Go ahead and post it again. And then at end of the year, a different division, which is the FRNA group, they're looking at all things that happen after year end. Did it belong in the prior year, which is what they call subsequent receipts and disbursements, which what the auditors do. And we're doing that ahead of time, but we just didn't have the staff trained enough to do that before. So that's another thing that we're doing in addition to the training, which should help out as well.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Okay, seeing none, any comments from the public? Okay. With that, I'll accept a motion and a second for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Staff updates. This is informational only.
I did want to inform the audit committee that in conjunction with the CAO's office and board administrative policy 15 operational audits and board administrative policy 14 and management directive 712 that it gives CAO Nerland on 15 to go ahead and do operational audits, and it gives me the authority to audit without permission from the audit committee or the board to cause fiscal audits. We are going to hire a firm. We're going to meet with that firm on next week, and that's all that I can say at this time, but we're doing that throughout the county.
I think that's great, because I think one of your titles, in addition to being tax collector, is also county auditor.
Auditor, correct? Controller.
So, yeah, go forth and find stuff. Good all luck.
Right. Thank you.
A lot of stuff.
Oscar, how far in advance will you be giving department heads?
They'd probably be given a notice, I would say, a couple weeks to a month in advance.
Okay.
Any other questions from the board? Okay. Thank you, Oscar.
All right, thanks.
Okay, and with that, item number 9 is adjournment.
So moved.
We have a motion, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all. Have a great weekend.